Hi, this is DJ Bennett, and this is another Think Critically segment. I do these irregularly. But here we are. It's the end of 2013. And I think we need to do some thinking. I want to talk about the Pope today. In his first major publication, The Platform of His Papacy, Pope Francis has controversially called unfettered capitalism tyranny. Describing the pressing need to change a system that is failing so many, he said, as long as the problems of the poor are not radically resolved by rejecting the absolute autonomy of markets and financial speculation and by attacking the structural causes of inequality, no solution will be found for the world's problems, or for that matter, to any problems. And stressing that this wasn't some abstract philosophical discussion, but an urgent matter of life and death to millions, he went on, "Thou shalt not kill sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life. Today, we also have to say, thou shalt not to an economy of exclusion and inequality. Such an economy kills." Now, recognizing the crucial, critical role of politics in effecting the necessary change, he added, "I beg the Lord to grant us more politicians who are genuinely disturbed by the state of society, the people, the lives of the poor." Well, good luck on that one, Francis. I think divine intervention is the only hope there when here in the States we have people who call themselves Christians who think that things like feeding poor children is not what the government should do. And in fact, that's not even Christian. That's what these people think. Now, not surprisingly, such a hard-hitting, almost revolutionary, but essentially Christian statement from one of the world's most influential men has, of course, provoked furious debate. Equally not surprisingly, a lot of that debate seems to entirely miss the Pope's point and to focus instead on criticisms of the Pope and the Catholic Church in general, rather than addressing what he's talking about. How can a man who represents one of the world's richest organizations be taken seriously when he speaks of poverty? How can an organization with such a dubious history of repression and injustice claim the moral high ground? How can a church, which still exercises discrimination against some, be credible as the champion of others? Yes, indeed. But none of that has anything whatever to do with what the Pope is talking about. I'm absolutely no defender or supporter of organized religion in any shape or form, but truth is truth, no matter who says it. Of course, there are valid discussions to be had about religion and its place in contemporary society, and the checkered history of the Catholic Church and the inequalities it still supports, the character of its hierarchy, and so on. But why not have those discussions in their own right? Otherwise, the hugely important central message here will be lost, and those who profit from the present widespread inequality, call them the top 10% and especially the top 1%, will be let off the hook. For an establishment figure like the Pope to be so outspoken about the malign effect of unfettered capitalism is highly unusual and deserves focus on that particular subject without it being derailed. Because our politicians, especially the Republicans, sure as hell aren't ever going to encourage public debate about it. No one's being naive. Of course our rulers and the lawmakers who serve them aren't going to have a sudden epiphany and abandon their pursuit of greed and self-interest in order to allow a fairer society for all. But at least, here's a public acknowledgement that there is a massive problem by someone millions still respect. And that offers some kind of hope. And if religion can't offer hope, then what good is it? So I'm asking you to think critically. That was something I needed to say, something I needed to think about, and something that I hope makes some sense out of the rhetoric. I still don't give a damn about Catholicism, but I like our Venezuelan Pope. I think we should listen to him. Of course, that makes me insane, right? This is Think Critically here on KillRadio.org.